Hey, everybody. Thanks again for tuning in to the Relate and Communicate podcast with your girl, Denedria Banks. As always, if you want to reach me, hit me up at relate2019@gmail.com. Again, that is relate2019@gmail.com. Hello, Relate and Communicate family. Now, Mother's Day just passed, so I want to take this time to wish all mothers who are listening to the sound of my voice a happy belated Mother's Day. I hope you had an opportunity to celebrate and be celebrated by those whom you love. Now, as this is the season of celebrating mothers, it got me to thinking about my life in the fact that I am not a mother, which led me to thinking more about my definition of being a woman and how I've had to come to view womanhood in lieu of being a mother. Many girls grow up fantasizing about getting married to their Prince Charming and being a mother to beautiful children. But what happens when the little girl who fantasized about being a mother learns that she cannot become a mom? And I'm not talking about adoption or surrogacy, because these options are definitely available these days. But I'm talking about being a mom, being able to conceive and to have her own biological child. So how does one redefine their definition of womanhood or being a woman when the number one definition that mostly comes to mind when you talk about woman and womanhood equals motherhood? So I think that's the topic I want to tackle today. And I may be off script and all over the place because this isn't something that I scripted out or wrote down, but it's something that's just on my heart to talk about. So growing up, I was the little girl who fantasized about getting married and having children. Because actually, as I've stated in previous podcasts, I've had a good life. And my childhood was pretty good. You know, my family was not perfect by any measure. But even in the imperfections, there were some perfect memories. And a lot of those perfect memories have to do with my mom. Both of my parents were educators. My dad taught special ed on the elementary school level. And my mom taught high school. She taught social studies, government, and economics. And in addition to my mom being that teacher, she had some of those teacher traits. My mom was and still is very creative and very artistic. My mom sewed outfits for my sister and I when we were younger. My mom would create activities for us on rainy days so we wouldn't be bored in the house. Growing up, we also had a large backyard. In the summertime, my mom would use her creative ability to create city streets using chalk. She would draw stop signs, traffic lights, outline actual streets so my sister and I could ride our bikes. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Yeah, my mom was very creative. In addition to her creativity, she also had a green thumb. Growing up, we had a miniature garden in our backyard. We had baby carrots, tomatoes, cucumbers, a grapevine. So many times during the summer, we could actually go to the backyard, pick some fresh fruit or vegetables, rinse them off, and we could be sitting out there and having a snack. Again, these were things we were able to do because my mom took the lead. And in addition to her creativity and her green thumb, my mom also enjoyed traveling, taking us on day trips, little jaunts from one end of Southern California to the other end of Southern California. Her word, exposure. I want you guys to be exposed to life. Admittingly, sometimes we got tired of her quote-unquote exposure, but she actually put the bug of travel in all of her children. So all of us actually travel extensively. So yeah, growing up was a lot of fun. Growing up with my mom, I have some really good memories. And it's those memories, it was those experiences that I had growing up that made me want to be a mom. My 10-year-old self could have never imagined that I would be 45, not married, and not have any children. And yet I'm 45 and I'm not married without children. I'm thankful that I have a niece and I have a nephew, and I have godchildren. I have to admit, my niece is one of the loves of my lives. I'm thankful to my sister and brother-in-law that they allow me to maintain a bond and a relationship with my niece that is completely our own. My nephew and my godchildren are not in the same proximity as I am. However, I love them just the same. And although I am thankful to have all of them in my life, you know, it is definitely different not being able to be a mom. I didn't mean to make this podcast heavy, but I did want to talk about how I had to redefine womanhood. At 19, I learned that I wasn't able to conceive children. And it was also told to me that if I were ever able to conceive a child, I would probably lose that child. After learning that I was not quote unquote destined to conceive a child, there was a piece of relief that came my way. Now, Charcot-Marie-Tooth syndrome is hereditary. So if one parent has CMT, there is a 50-50 chance that their child would or could develop it. The severity could be less severe or more severe than the parent. And admittedly, growing up knowing that fact was something that I always struggled with. Could I be someone that would knowingly, possibly pass on a disorder to my offspring? Just because I was able to adjust to my diagnosis, does that mean that my child would automatically be able to do the same? And then at 19, that decision was actually taken away from me. Reshaping my definition of being a woman without the ability to be a mother took some time. Thankfully, with time, I actually could see that my existence was not in vain. Although I'm not a mother, I'm an auntie, a godmother, a sister, and a best friend. In each of these roles, I have been able to give love, respect, and impart wisdom to help my loved ones in their journeys. Looking back, I was also able to use my education to positively impact the lives of children. Hopefully, I provided guidance that benefited them in some way. As a niece, granddaughter, and daughter, I have been able to witness unconditional love and learn from those examples. Womanhood, therefore redefined by me, is to live and walk in light and love, and to be a positive example to those in my life. While working on this podcast, I wrote a poem to my child I could not conceive, and I'll end this podcast with that poem. To the child I could not conceive, I would have loved you from the moment I learned of you. I would have given my life for you to have your own. I would have protected you with all my might. I would have taught you lessons that would carry you through life. Maybe I met your spirit in another form. Maybe you were a client, a friend, or someone I shared a moment. Maybe I spoke to you in passing with defined intent. Maybe your spirit knew me before I saw you. I pray your spirit found love and peace. I pray your spirit waited for the right olive tree. I pray your spirit did somehow find me. To the child I could not conceive, you will always be a part of me. Thanks again for listening to the Relate and Communicate podcast with your girl, Denedria Banks. As always, if you have any questions, comments, or feedback regarding today's episode, hit me up at relate2019@gmail.com. Relate2019@gmail.com.